Portable Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Cafune's Bite Reality, with Attack Plus Release. That was Attack Plus Release from Cafune's Bite Reality. Now I'd like to provide updates on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A box. It is a senior A box amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. Game 2 of the 2026 WLA Finals was on August 17th, as the Coquitlam Adirondacks bested the Victoria Shamrocks 8-6 to tie the series at 1, led by Christian Del Bianco, who made 32 saves for the first star and 59-28 a play, Thomas Semple with 2 goals for the second star, and Chris Oglieri made 37 saves on 45 shots for the third star and 58-29 a play on the losing effort at Poirier Sports Complex. Game 3 shifted to Vancouver Island, but the Adirondacks shaded the Shamrocks 5-4 for a 2-1 series lead at the Q Center in Colwood, once again led by Christian Del Bianco, who made a whopping 55 saves on 59 shots for the first star and 59-44 a play, followed by Chris Oglieri, who made 34 saves for the second star in 58-49 a play on the losing effort, and Adam Noakes with 2 goals for the third star in the win. On August 21st, Coquitlam bested Victoria 8-6 at Poirier Sports Center for a 3-1 series lead. But Marshall King led the Shamrocks with 4 goals in the losing effort. Just lost my track here. Sorry, I just scrolling keep. Okay, so just started. On August 21st, Coquitlam bested Victoria 8-6 at Poirier Sports Center for a 3-1 series lead, but Marshall King led the Shamrocks with 4 goals in the losing effort for the first star, followed by Christian Del Bianco with 41 saves on 47 shots in the Adirondacks win in 60 minutes of play, and Riley Isaacs with 2 goals, 2 assists in the win for the third star, as Chris Oglieri surrendered 7 goals on 45 shots in the loss, as Victoria looks to stay alive tonight at home as they host Coquitlam at the Q Center in Colwood, where the ball drop is at 5 p.m.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Bodies Glass. Here is In the Glass Show.
Still. back inside my shell, I'm writing more. It keeps me grounded through the war. You tap and tap and tap, but I can't move. I'm making art, I'm painting weird. I'm making a world, learning rules, built up by my dream. Send it backwards, the return label, order seven more. Always helps, makes me feel better. Deep inside my shell, I'm at ease. I can forget that out there in the world, I'm a fish and there's grizzlies.
Now I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey police transition, the largest police transition in Canadian history at this time. On August 17th, the SPS started its soccer camp connecting local youth and officers. On August 19th, the SPS released their latest newsletter covering July and August months. The interim SPS chief, Todd Masumoto, introduced himself as he spent the last 33 years in policing, first joining the new U.S. Police Department in 1993, where he served 28 years in various roles, and switched to the Surrey Police Service in 2021 as their fourth sworn officer. As its deputy chief, Masumoto led both investigative and recently corporate services bureaus. As the SPS interim chief, Todd Masumoto is focusing on three priorities. First is addressing extortion-related crimes, as the SPS is working with policing partners to find culprits, support victims, and stop further incidents, as incidents have decreased over time, from 44 in January to 8 in July, with 10 extortion-related shootings in January to just 1 in July. Second is strengthening community policing, where the SPS wants to build relationships and prevent crime. The SPS officers and staff have appeared in numerous events this summer, such as Canada Day celebrations, FIFA World Cup parties, Cloverdale Market Days. The SPS Youth Services team have been busy this summer, mingling with youth on the SPS Student Police Academy and soccer camp, among other events. Furthermore, the SPS crime prevention team started Vacation Watch, helping residents to keep their homes secure while they're away, a free service for Surrey residents being away from their homes for over 5 days. Third and last is completing the transition from the RCMP to the SPS, as talks continue between the SPS, RCMP, which provides frontline policing for Guildford Fleetwood, also known as District 2, and the BC provincial government, on when the SPS will take over the last remaining district. Last month, The SPS welcomed 19 new officers joining the frontline teams from Class 178, with another recruitment class in September and next group of experienced officers. August 20th was the last day of the Surrey Police soccer camp, where Deputy Chief Prosik stopped by, according to the Facebook Instagram page. According to the SPS Facebook page. Just a minute, please. It was also on the SPS Instagram page. So SPS Facebook and Instagram pages marked the end of this year's Surrey Police Soccer Camp on August 20th. Let me look at the latest numbers. Just a minute, please. First of all, the deputy chief, that was Deputy Chief Constable Michael Prosik. Just wanted to get his full name. Now for the latest numbers. There was an update earlier this month, but the numbers for police officers have remained the same at 705, with a slight increase in civilian employees from 530 to 536, from what I understand.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians. The music library. Acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
The sixth act is Bruiser and Bicycles, Deep Country. The tune is the title track.
There's a flame. Deep country, hot spurs, deep country, the first. (Laughs)
been out. In the fiery heat of the desert, there's a peculiar rhythm, Arcadian.
Thank you for listening to episode 30. Sorry about the premature. Sorry about the premature return back to the mic in the CJSF On Air Studios. I had no idea there was a hidden song. Thank you for listening to episode 34 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026. Part of the mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. The campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Eve Fax's Just Like Fire. with Scour.
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.